information regarding her whereabouts, please call police. Frances. Now. Frances Metcalf was not the type of woman who enjoyed large parties, especially large parties where you had to dress up in a costume. Given the choice, she would have stayed home and pierced her own nipples with dull knitting needles, but fundraisers for Forrester Academy were not optional. Despite the $30,000 tuition fee, the elite private school's coffers needed regular infusions of cash. The night's theme was the 80s. Like, totally come as your favorite 80s pop star. Frances had taken the invitation literally and dressed as Cyndi Lauper. She admired the performer's LGBTQ activism, and Lauper's music had been the soundtrack to a more innocent time. But the full skirt and layers of belts, beads, and scarves may not have been the most flattering choice for Frances's curvaceous body type. With her bright red wig and colorful makeup, Frances felt as if she looked like a cross between a deranged clown and a heavy-set bag lady. She wandered self-consciously through the school gymnasium, taking in the neon streamers and hand-painted posters. So rad. Grody to the max. Awesome. The childish handmade decorations, courtesy of Miss Waddell's sixth grade class, stood in stark contrast to the high-end catering. Attractive servers in black and white circulated with trays of ceviche on porcelain spoons, seafood-stuffed mushroom caps, and Wagyu beef sliders. Frances had vowed not to snack at the party. She had filled up on raw veggies before she left home, as all the fitness magazines recommended. Despite their plethora of articles devoted to the psychology of overeating, feeding emotional pain, replacing love with food, the magazines still recommended loading up on crudités to stave off the assault of caloric party fare. But eating at a party had nothing to do with hunger. It had everything to do with fear. Maybe fear was too strong a word for the gnawing in Frances's stomach, the slight tremble to her hands, the prick of sweat at the nape of her neck. It was low to mid-level social anxiety. She'd suffered from it for years. When one had secrets, when one's past was something to be hidden and guarded, mingling and making idle chit-chat became daunting. The extra 22 pounds Frances carried on her 5'5" frame and the meager check she'd just deposited in the decorated donation box, it would undoubtedly prompt snickers from the fundraising committee, several of whom were married to Microsoft multimillionaires, did nothing to boost her confidence. But the apprehension Frances felt tonight could not be blamed on her past, her weight, or her unfortunate ensemble. What she felt tonight was real and present. The parents at Forrester Academy did not accept her, and their hostility was palpable. Meandering through the crowd, watching backs turn on cue, Frances hadn't felt so blatantly ostracized since high school. She plucked a second glass of wine from the tray of a passing waiter and stuffed a truffle arancini into her mouth. She'd had high hopes when her son Marcus was accepted into Forrester, one of Greater Seattle's elite private schools. Marcus was entering middle school. He was more mature now and calmer. The diagnosis he'd received at the beginning of his academic career, ADHD combined with oppositional defiant disorder, was beginning to feel less overwhelming. The behavior modification therapies Frances had religiously employed over the past few years seemed to be working, and cutting sugar and gluten from her son's diet had made him almost docile. Frances knew Marcus would thrive in the modern glass and beam building, would blossom in the more structured, attentive environment of private education. The new school was to be a fresh start for Frances, too. The Forrester mothers didn't know that Frances lived in a modest, split-level ranch, dwarfed by mansions in Tony Clyde Hill, a residential area in northwest Bellevue. They didn't know that her husband, Jason, had bought their 80s-designed, cheaply constructed abode from a paternal aunt for roughly a fifth of its current value.